We're going to read from verses, Luke chapter 4, verses 31 through 44. This is the reading of God's word. And he came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and he was teaching them on the Sabbath. And they were amazed at his teaching, for his message was with authority. In the synagogue, there was a man possessed by the spirit of an unclean demon. And he cried out with a loud voice, "Let us alone. What business do we have with each other, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be quiet and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him down in the midst of the people, he came out of him without doing him any harm. And amazement came upon them all, and they began talking with one another, saying, "What is this message? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And the report about him was spreading into every locality in the surrounding district. Then he got up and left the synagogue and entered Simon's home. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from high fever, and they asked him to help her. And standing over her, he rebuked the fever, and it left her. And she immediately got up and waited on them. While the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to him. And laying his hands on each of them, he was healing them. Demons also were coming out of many, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But rebuking them, he would not allow them to speak, because they knew him to be the Christ. When day came, Jesus left and went to a secluded place, and the crowds were searching for him, and came to him, and tried to keep him from going away from them. But he said to them, "I must preach the kingdom of God to the other cities also, for I was sent for this purpose." So he kept on preaching in the synagogues of Judea. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this precious time of hearing your word. Grant us an ear to hear your word that we may not only understand, but believe and obey your word. And Father, through your word, let us meet our Lord Jesus Christ and have fellowship with him. And through your word, let us see what our salvation reality truly is, so that we may rejoice and give you all the glory and thanksgiving. Receive all the glory. We pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, the kingdom of God has come. The king comes with his kingdom. The kingdom of God is infiltrating into this world. The kingdom of king of the kingdom of God, Jesus Christ, he binds the Satan, the king of this world, and plunders Satan's properties, namely the sinners, but the chosen people of God, and makes them the citizens of the kingdom of God. Jesus our Lord is triumphant over Satan in the battle between the kingdom of this world and the kingdom of God. His people are gathered, and his kingdom furthers its boundaries. And this is exactly what we are looking at in the book of Luke, as we see our Lord Jesus Christ healing the sick and casting out demons. Jesus Christ witnesses the reality of heaven through his teachings and his miracles. This is how you must understand the book of Luke. In our passage, we see Jesus casting out the evil spirit and curing the high fever. Then we read in verse 40, while the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and laying his hands on each of them, he was healing them. So we see many miracles that Jesus Christ performs. Now, we need to understand these miracles biblically. As we have already seen, the miracles are not for the amazement of the sinners so that they will follow Jesus Christ. They are not for gathering many people. Of course, the purpose of this world is just that. Whatever they do, it's all about gathering more people. But the miracles are not for that purpose. Of course, people will gather when they see these miracles, but for wrong reasons. Before we look at the events in our passage, which we will do next week, so we're not going to really get into the events that we see in our passage today. Before we do that, though, we will look at the topic of how are we to understand the miracles in the Bible. Because I believe this is really important for many reasons, but so many people today, they misunderstand the message of the miracles of the Bible. So I know the wind is really strong and hard to focus, but this is an important message, so pay attention, please. From verse 33, we read the story of Jesus Christ casting out the demon from a man who is possessed by it. And as the demon comes out of the man, we read in verse 36, and amazement come upon them all, and they began talking with one another, saying, what is this message? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirit, and they come out. Don't you think that it is odd that as they see the demon being cast out, they say, what is this message? Meaning, what is this teaching? Mark chapter 1 has the same story, and there in verse 27, this is what we read. They were all amazed, and that they debated among themselves, saying, what is this, a new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. A new teaching, they say. So this is first thing you need to notice, that the Bible refers the miracle of casting out a demon as a message, a teaching. All this is to say that the miracles in the Bible is the revelation of God. Thus, by nature, they are different from so-called miracles of today. In our passage, Jesus teaches and performs the miracles. And Jesus summarizes all that he does in Luke chapter 4, verse 43a, as doing what? I must preach the kingdom of God to the other cities also, for I was sent for this purpose. So he summarizes everything that he does as preaching the kingdom of God, even miracles. And to preach the kingdom of God, one must preach Jesus Christ, who is establishing that kingdom. Thus, his teaching and his miracles witness who Jesus is, and they also witness the reality of the kingdom of God and the reality of the citizens of the kingdom of God. Well then, what is the purpose of the miracles of the Bible? As we have seen, the miracles in the Bible are the revelation of God. God reveals Himself through His Word. So if you put that together, the purpose of the miracle is always related to the Word of God. So what are the purposes? One, the miracles, they authenticate the person or the people who performs as the one who God has truly sent. How do we know if someone is sent by God? Truly sent by God. Well, this person performs a miracle. The true miracle, not the fake one. So that's the purpose. He authenticates the person who brings God's word. Thus, they witness the word that the person who performs these miracles, the word that he brings is to be the true word of God. So this is how God's people receive God's word. Somebody brings God's word, but you don't just go, oh, he says it's God's word, so I must receive it as God's word. No, obviously not. But this guy performs miracles. So you go, whoa, this guy is sent from God. So that the word that he brings is from God. So it is God's word. That's the purpose of the miracles. John 5 verse 36, Jesus says this, "But the testimony which I have is greater than the testimony of John," John the Baptist, "for the works which the Father has given me to accomplish, the very works that I do," those miracles, "they testify about me that the Father has sent me." You understand what Jesus is saying? All those miracles that I perform, it confirms that the Father has sent me. That's the purpose. These people who perform miracles, they are from God. So the word they bring is the word of God. That's the purpose. Acts chapter 2 verse 22, "Men of Israel, listen to these words. Jesus the Nazarene, a man attested to you by God with miracles and wonders and signs which God performed through him in your midst, just as you yourselves know." Again, "a man attested to you by God with the miracles that he has performed." So through his miracles, you know that Jesus is sent by the Father. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 4, "God also testifying with him, both by signs and wonders and by various miracles and by gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will." Saying the same thing. So Jesus is, through performing many miracles, witnessing that he is the Messiah who was promised in the Old Testament, just as it has that when the Messiah comes, he will perform these miracles. And in this world, the miracles also witness the reality of the kingdom of God. Heaven is witness in this world. Because there is no sin in this, there is no sin in heaven. Thus, there is no sickness in heaven. There is no demons in heaven. The citizens of heaven are saved from the dominion of Satan and the dominion of sin. That reality of being saved out of those things is witnessed and taught through the miracles that our Lord has performed. This is very, very important. Today, some people out there, they misuse so-called miracles, and they're not even true miracles. Just to gather more people, just to show that they're more powerful Christian than other. That's not the purpose of miracles. Bible says that it's through those miracles the person is authenticated as someone who is truly sent by God. So that his word is actually sent by God also. Now, Satan cannot perform true miracles. Only God is able to perform true biblical miracles. Because if Satan is able to perform true miracles, then we're in big trouble. Because what if Jesus' resurrection is performed by Satan? Oh, then we are all deceived. But he cannot do that. He cannot raise dead from the, he cannot raise dead and make that person alive. Satan cannot do that. But he always mimics God with false miracles. Satan is the father of all lies, Bible says. And he is the deceiving spirit. That's all he does. He deceives. He fakes and deceives. But he cannot perform the true miracles. At the beginning of the Exodus in the Old Testament, God judged Egypt with 10 plagues. Turning the staff into the serpent, changing the Nile into blood, and the plague of frogs. The magicians of Egypt mimicked God, but when it came to the plague of lice or gnats, they could not deceive, and they confessed. Exodus 8:19. Then the magicians said to Pharaoh, "This is the finger of God." They could not, deceive when it came to that plague. Which means Satan cannot perform true miracles. According to the Bible, just as we have said before, the true miracles are the revelation of God. They are the message or the teaching of God. The same as the Word of God. So, miracles that is written in the Bible, those miracles are revelation of God. But with the completion of the Bible, the revelation of God has been ceased. Thus, the true miracles of the Bible has been ceased. Through Jesus Christ, all the revelation of God has been given to us. And God has written all of it in the 66 books of the Bible. So no more new revelation of God. And all the so-called miracles of today cannot add any new revelation to the completed revelation of God, which is the Bible. We are not saying that God does not heal anyone today. He does. But those healing are not the revelation of God. They now happen in the order of the common grace. So we see non-Christian being healed from sickness, not just Christians. Thus, these events that we see today, they are not the message, they are not the teaching or the Word of God, just like the miracles in the Bible is. They do not teach anything about God or His kingdom, today's so-called miracles. They are now a part of God's providence. God preserves and governs this world through His providence, and we must understand the so-called miracles of today as such. Even the extraordinary providence is still His providence. They are not, again, I say, they are not God's revelation. So people saying through what they have experienced, I have learned about God, that is not true. They learn the false things, and they think that they're truly learning about God. Only way that you will know God, learning about God, is now through the Bible, God's Word only. And even when God's Word has these miracles, through that miracle, we learn something about God, something about God's kingdom. But not what happens today. It has nothing to do with revelation of God. And it's not even amazing. I don't know why people are so amazed by those, even the false things. Even if it's not false, you didn't know God could do that kind of stuff? When you see that kind of stuff, you finally realize God is able? And they go crazy as if they didn't know that God could do that. Those things, those events that happen today doesn't tell me anything that I don't know already through the Word of God. Actually, it could confuse me. But by the work of the Holy Spirit through His Word, we are not confused. Of course, God is able to do whatever He wants even today. But there is no message from God or teaching from the God at the level of God's Word in those so-called miracles of today. God's revelation has ceased. What we have in the Bible, the 66 books of the Bible, is the completed revelation of God. You know, I repeated this so many times in my ministry to you. We have already said that, first, the true miracles authenticate the person who performs as the one who God has truly sent. And second, thus they witness the word that the person who performs the miracles bring is the true word of God. And we said that the biblical miracles have been ceased. Then how can we know the preacher today is truly God sent or God raised? How can you know what I bring to you as God's Word is truly God's Word? Does God have me perform the miracles to show you that I'm truly from God sent? No more. That was during the time of the Old Testament and the writing of the New Testament. Today, how do you know? How can we know that I'm bringing God's Word? Well, we have the completed written Word of God. So see if what I say is in the Bible. Ask me to show you where in the Bible you could find what I'm saying to you. So you don't need miracles today. You only need the Bible to know whether that person is speaking the Word of God. But back then, the Bible was not completed. So, it's through the true miracles they perform, we will know that He is from God. And the Word He brings is truly Word of God. But not anymore, because revelation has ceased. The Bible is completed. And I don't need some kind of miracles you perform. All I need is Bible to check what you say is in the Bible. people are so lazy that they don't go home and check. But study the Word of God. You know, how much minutes do you even put in every day to study His Word? And you complain you don't know His Word? Of course you don't! Because you don't put an effort to study it. It's your laziness. I mean, if your loved one, your girlfriend or boyfriend or your loved one writes you a letter, I guarantee you, you will read it more than once. If you truly love that person and you miss that person, man, you're going to read it so many times. And here, God wrote you a book and you just ignore it. You don't even read it. And you say you love Him. And that's just not going to... See, if I'm those ones that perform miracles today, I say, look at how God is angry at you. No, that's not what is happening. Yeah. And you guys will believe it too. Yeah, so we don't need miracles today to know that person is from God and the word He brings is God's word. We need the Bible because revelation has been completed and it's all has been given to us. So, do you understand? If a revelation of God is seized, then the biblical miracle has been seized. Because there is no more need for the biblical miracles. Thus, if anyone claims that he performs the true miracles, the biblical miracles, then stay away from that person. There is no more revelation of God, meaning there is no more people who are writing the Bible. Thus, there is no more special people of God who are given special gifts to perform miracles. God warns His people of Antichrist who will come and perform false miracles. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9 through 12. That is, the one whose coming is in accord with the activity of Satan, with all power and signs and false wonders, and with all the deception of wickedness for those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, so as to be saved. For this reason, God will send upon them a deluding influence so that they will believe what is false, in order that they all may be judged who did not believe the truth, but took pleasure in wickedness. Antichrist, when he comes, he's going to come with all power and signs and false wonders. And people will believe it because they were not given the gift from God to understand the truth. God just leaves them alone to believe the false things. And they do believe false things. Listen to what God says to you. Matthew 24, verse 24. For false Christ and false prophet will arise and will show great signs and wonders so as to mislead, if possible, even the elect. Misleading even the elect. But Bible says, if possible. No, it's not possible. But these false teachers will try to deceive us. To know God and to know the gospel of the kingdom of God, you already have all you need. You have the work of the Holy Spirit in you and the complete revelation of God, the Bible. You don't need anything else. Definitely not some false miracles. Only by the Word of God. The miracles are what we see and experience. But our faith does not come from our experiences or what we see. And we are not satisfied by our sanctified by our experiences. Yeah, I'll go faster. Yes, the worldly knowledge is by our experience, but not the spiritual knowledge. All by the Word of God. This is God's design. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the Word of Christ. Faith does not come from your experience. Bible never says that. But it comes from hearing the Word of God. John chapter 17, verse 17. Sanctify them in the truth. Your Word is truth. So you are sanctified by the Word of God. We believe His Word. We do not believe our experiences. We do not live by what we see. We live by faith. 2 Corinthians 5, 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. John chapter 20, verse 20. Jesus said to Thomas, because you have seen me, have you believed? Blessed are those who did not see and yet believed. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. See, brothers and sisters, wow, maybe like when Jesus was teaching outside, it was like this, huh? Yeah. The sinful world, this sinful world, they love signs. They want signs. They want to be amazed. That's why they go to these shows, because those shows amazes them. And they want to amaze the others. And why do they want to amaze others? To elevate themselves. Thus they seek miracles. To them, to have those miracles in their lives means they are special. And the Christian people, without those miracles, they think that their Christian lives are not truly spiritual. But both are not biblical. All those people who believe their lives are without miracles, I invite you to come with me to the Bible and see how amazing miracles, too many to count, have already happened in your life. You know, I don't do testimonials. I don't stand here and tell you what happened in my life. But today, let me do that to you. I tell you what happened in my life. You know, I was dead in sin. But now I'm alive. How come you're not amazed? Because if you see one who is dead, who was dead, and he became alive and he comes to you and give you testimonial, you'll be, whoa, he was dead. I'm telling you, I was dead. I was dead in sin. But Jesus made me, you know, made me alive. And this is truly my experience. It happened to me. You know, I was blind. I was so blind I could not see. But God healed me. Now I could see. You and I have been seated in the heavenly places with Christ. You and I, we reign as the kings with Christ in the kingdom of God. You and I are now the royal priesthood. We serve and worship our God in the true temple of God in heaven as a holy priest of God. You and I are the holy and blameless bride of Jesus Christ. We have our eternal husband, Jesus Christ, who loves us. And we have the sweet, joyous fellowship with Him now and forever. Through the book of Luke, See what amazing miracles have happened to you. Because Book of Luke is all about what happened to you. What happened spiritually to you. It's your story. And you're going to tell me miracles don't happen in your life? And so that you would seek false miracles? I never feel sorry for you. I don't care what kind of situation you are in. You just don't understand how blessed you are. And even Christians out there, they live as a victim. Why? Why a Christian is a victim? Why? Because I was born Asian? Nobody gonna tell me I'm a victim. Even if people surround me and just hit me everywhere and they kill me, I'm not a victim. I will go to my Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm gonna be with Him forever and ever. That life has already begun in my life. Oh, do not live as a victim, you guys, when you are Christians. Like I keep telling you, only victim that we know is Jesus Christ. That He was victim on the cross because of our sins. I mean, obviously, I could go on and on with this, but, you know, people are going to blame me that I am so political or whatever. Let's move on. In the book of Luke, you will see what miracles happened to you. Jesus casting out demons. You know, the demon was living in me before I was saved. But what happened? God came and cast that out demon, and now who possessed me? The Holy Spirit. I didn't feel it, I didn't see it, but it happened to me. It happened to you. And that is a miracle. Because when we see Jesus casting out demons, you say, oh, that's a miracle. Yes. And that happened to you. Whatever result that you see in those stories in the Bible, they are your spiritual, present spiritual, heavenly reality. Your life is filled with so many miracles. Your life is not an insignificant, unimportant, trivial, worthless, useless, and valueless life. No. If you are to tell everything that happened to you, you could write a thick book. And you will never think your life as worthless or valueless because the world says you're nobody. Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 7, I have fought the good life. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Give me about 5 more minutes. Did you hear what Paul said there? You know, he did all kinds of miracles. He did tremendous things by the standard of this world. And yet he says, I have kept the faith. That is what the successful Christian life is all about. If you want to be a successful Christian person, well, keep your faith. Then you are successful. And even keeping your faith is a work of the Holy Spirit. It's not even your work. But if you keep your faith, then you will, and you are a successful Christian. God doesn't require you to do something out there that all the people will be amazed, or make so much money, or have a whatever. God doesn't require you to do that, but keep the faith, then you are successful. And that's what Paul says after all this. Time to die. He says, I have kept the faith. He will make sure that your faith will not fail. You must believe. Luke chapter 22, verse 32, Jesus says, But I have prayed for you, Peter, that your faith may not fail. You might think that keeping the faith is not that great. And even that faith is kept by the Lord Jesus Christ. So you might think that's no big deal. Well, the boasting of Christianity is Jesus Christ. So that no one can boast except Jesus Christ. That is God's will. That all of His people will boast Jesus Christ and Him alone. If you believe that you are great and you have done great things, then how can you boast Jesus Christ and Him alone? The true miracles witness Jesus Christ. But so many people use so-called miracles of today to boast about themselves. And I want you to see that. If you could see that, if whatever miracle they say they perform, if it makes them boast about themselves, you know it's a false miracle. Because true miracle only witness Jesus Christ. It will show the power of Jesus Christ, and that's it. Not some person, but only Jesus Christ. That's what we see in the Bible. Whenever we see the miracle, it's not about, whoa, we're amazed by that person. No, it's all about Jesus Christ. So when you see those miracles elevate themselves, you know it's false. Because if it is true miracle, it will only elevate Jesus Christ. But we see so many true miracles in the Bible, and they all happen to us. They are our spiritual reality, and they do not make us boast about ourselves, but boast about Jesus Christ. They witness Jesus Christ, and in Him, they also witness our heavenly realities, and they witness the reality of our kingdom, His kingdom, the kingdom of God. So brothers and sisters, don't be deceived out there. Even if a person, you know, deceives as to show that he raised the dead, we already know God could raise his dead. He did raise Jesus Christ from the dead. And he will raise all of us from the dead. I don't need anybody to come and finally show me what I already know God could do. And it doesn't amaze me, because I know it's false. Nobody has to show you miracles so that you may believe the Bible. Those days are gone. You have the Bible, and you have the Holy Spirit. He will make you understand and believe. And that's all you need. Please understand, because as the end approaches, you will see these kind of false wonders more and more. But God says, if possible, they will try to deceive you. Which means it's not possible. We will not be deceived. Trust God. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. The clearly written, the revelation of God. Completed revelation of God. Everything that you want us to know about you is in the Bible. Everything that we have to understand about you and your work, your kingdom, is in the Bible. All other things, they just confuse us, that's all. So Father, let us listen to your warning and let us diligently study your word so that we may know the truth. We thank you, God. Pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.